This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, the longest story ever to be told in radio history. Also, Bumbleo Wednesday, Chris has power cut problems, I make up the entertainment news, and the people you've always fancied from adverts but have no idea who they are.
Scott Mills.
I nearly had a mare yesterday, a real big problem. So I went for pizza.
Right, you said after your wedding that you were going to, like, eat healthy.
I know.
But then it's the breakfast show, so yeah.
The hut was calling, so I went there for lunch, right? And
On your own, obviously.
Yeah, well, yeah. So the situation I had was there was a power cut in Maidenhead yesterday, right? And, like, everyone was talking about it. Like, you go into a shop and they'll be like, oh, really sorry, like, there's been a power cut, so nothing's working, the fridges are off and all this kind of thing.
Right.
When it went into the pizza place and didn't really put two and two together, had, like, a load of pizza, and then it came to payment time and they said, oh, really sorry, the card machine's not working.
Cash only, right?
Cash only. Because of this power cut. So anyway, went to go to the cash point to go get some cash out.
That's not working either.
And that wasn't working either.
Oh, cost the power cut.
So had to go to this other shop. I went ages away before I even thought of this and managed to get some cash back from...
Do you want cash back? Is it 2004?
I had to get, like, two lots of cash back, so luckily they were playing ball. But I was wondering, right, now, what is the situation if I couldn't get hold of any cash because of this power cut?
Well, you have to leave something behind. I've done that in taxis before.
Oh, yeah, classic. No, when I went to go and get the cash, I left my bag there as well as, like, a deposit.
Yeah, you're like...
I'll leave my bag here.
I'm not a robber.
Yeah. Why is that? Why have you always got to leave, like, some kind of deposit, like your driving license or your phone? It's so British, that, isn't it?
It is.
But anyway, when I came back, I did think to myself, like, if I couldn't pay by car because of this power cut. Oh, yeah. Also, I said, can I come back later? And that was a no.
No.
I had to be dealt with there and then. What was I meant to do? Do I just go and hand myself in at the police?
Yeah, or like... do the washing up.
Hello. Well, maybe you can do me a favour. Is it one of those situations? Do you reckon there was loads of people in there washing up because of the same issue? Because it must have affected the whole town.
Possibly, yeah. Like, I think everyone needs to stop with cash now, generally. Like, when you get in a cab sometimes now and they're like, no, why, sir, no cars. It's like, what do you mean? Like, I've been to countries like Sweden, for example, where you go to a shop and... like, they just don't deal in cash anymore. All of Scandinavia, in fact. Like, the cash is not a thing. No one carries any cash because it's all just, like, blip on the card.
Mate,
that's where we need to get to.
I've seen buskers with card machines.
No, real.
Real. Real, real, real. I've seen it. I've seen it with my own eyes. If you can't... it's like... what's great, there's minimum £5 payment.
What, so you just tap?
Yeah.
For buskers?
Buskers. I've seen it.
I mean, that... are you serious?
I'm serious. I've seen it. It's the future. You're right. I think card will be everywhere. But what are you meant to do when the card doesn't work?
I know. So if I'm a good busker, it's like, blip. Hang on, just waiting for approval.
I haven't got any coins. No problem at all. Here's the card machine.
Scott Mills.
Good morning, Laura in Colchester, who says, agree, cash is a massive who. Let's just, like, get cards for everything. Also, how do they cook your pizza if the power was off everywhere?
I don't know. It's like things were still working in places, like lights were on. But I assume what it is like the power was gone back on and, I don't know, systems aren't working. Well, I said this to the person in pizza. I was like, can you not just write down everything that we got? Like, can we not deal with this later by hand? I know that's a weird way to put it.
Sure.
But no.
No.
No, it wasn't happening.
While we're on a kind of moaning tip, which we are, David from Glasgow, good morning, happy birthday. He says, yes, Mills, it's my birthday today. Had to get up at 3 o'clock for work, on my way to work right now. Stopped at a services. How bad are the services vending machines? Oh my God, I had this yesterday. The worst.
What do you mean?
You know when you make your own coffee at the services?
Mm.
It's like, okay, I've placed my cup, I've chosen regular latte, I've put the cup under... then what happens? Like, nothing happens for 10 minutes.
Yeah, but I can imagine you being so bad at these things. Why are you struggling so much? You just press the right coffee, don't you?
You do, but it doesn't, like, it doesn't come out for ages. And like, why is this taking so long?
What are you doing to it then?
Nothing. They're just rubbish machines. Real person, please. Like, I'm the kind of guy that will never, ever go to the self-checkout. You know that.
Mm. I've got really into, and I was watching this last night, Humans. I know I'm a bit late to the game on this.
Hello. Also, one of our mates is in it.
I know, I saw yesterday.
Well, welcome
Unbelievable.
Along.
Like, main role and everything.
Right, so...
Pops up as main role.
Right, we've known him for like five, 6 years.
I couldn't believe it.
I've told you this. I've told you he's in it. And he's like, every week he texts me going, hey, has Chris watched it yet? And I'm like, I don't know.
Maybe
text him.
But what I'm saying is you see these like synths, these robots. So instead of coffee machines, you could have these actual like full-on robots serving you. Yeah. That's your ideal, isn't it?
Right. Morning, Dino. Yeah. Chris has just started watching your show.
It is really good.
It is really good. And he's great in it,
yeah.
Right? He's like a main part. Did I not tell you this? I did tell you.
I vaguely remember something. Unbelievable when one of your mates pops up on TV, isn't
it? I showed you a picture and went, look, he's in Humans. That's a massive deal.
Mm, it is.
I remember showing you. Anyway, welcome along to Humans. Hi, Will from Tewkesbury says, hi, guys. My friend's family went for a meal and all the card machines were down and didn't have enough cash on them. When they left to get cash, the restaurant owner said they couldn't all leave in case they didn't come back and settle the bill. Therefore, the owner kept my friend's actual grandmother as the deposit and had to wait at the restaurant until they returned later that day. So the granny's just sat there like, when are they coming back?
Scott Mills.
Hello, Nath.
Hi, mate. You all right?
Yeah, what was your deposit?
Well, mine was actually my girlfriend.
Okay, explain that, please.
So we went out for a nice little meal, and as you do when you're seeing someone, you want to take them out, you want to spend money on them and treat them to a nice fancy meal. So
sure.
In doing so, I took her to this place we're having a good meal, and one thing leads to another. We're Googling, where to go to cinema next and just plan our evening, really. So anyway, we eventually finish our meal. And we thought, all right, we'll go to cinema next and we'll go and watch. I think it was Ocean's 13 or
point,
something.
Babe. Yeah,
okay. So, okay, lovely meal, cinema trip.
And then we come over, you give everyone has their own little signal, we'll have a bill. So, we get that over. And then he brings a card machine with put the card in, pay for it. And all of a sudden, there's a bit of a problem. Oh, God, that's embarrassing. So, it's not my end, is it? He goes, oh, no, it's the machine. It's, it works on GPS. GPS, who?
Yeah, hello. So, at what point did you have to leave your girlfriend as a deposit?
So, waiting for him to come back and try and sort it out, after bringing another table and things like that, he eventually said he'd come over to the bar, so I said, okay, come over there.
This is what I'm like on the radio.
Do you know what? I think we need to email a bedtime story at CBeebies right now and sign this guy up.
But Nath, your storytelling is spot on.
Well, anyway, let me get to the point, guys.
It's fine.
So I wanders over to the bar and I'm like, hey, listen, you stay there. I'll sort this, I'll box it off. And then literally gets there and the manager's like, so sorry, this doesn't normally happen. I'm like, yeah, okay. Pull the other one. So anyway, she goes, do you mind if I telephone through and try and get a payment made over the phone to our other store?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm hanging around. And she goes, announces that it's cash only. So I'm thinking, well, that clearly didn't work.
Yeah.
So the guy who's serving the drinks comes over and he says, do you mind nipping the cash, please?
Come in next.
DJ Khaled.
So
he said... He turned around and he said, go to cash point, basically. So I said, okay, no problem. I said, where is it? It goes, top of the road, turn left. So it goes up to the top of the road, turn left.
God.
The garbage. So I finally get to the cash machine.
But you
know,
left your girlfriend, goes in. You had to leave.
And who did you leave behind?
Oh, so I left her there. Yeah, obviously.
Yes!
Scott Mills.
Would you like to hear my entertainment news this morning?
We're sort of, what's this, day three of your Ents news?
Because... Well, they just haven't turned up this week, so I've taken it upon myself. So Travis Scott is giving away $100,000. Travis Scott says, I know life is hard on the kids, so I've decided to unload my bank account. So at least two of his fans so far have received $50 a piece from him. Some people are speculating that the whole thing is like a marketing ploy because his album's out, Astroworld.
You think?
Yeah.
Did so you hear? Only two people have
got $50.
So $100 has been given out that we know of.
Right, but he's saying, I'm giving away $100,000. It's right. Blatantly a stunt.
Yeah, well, very easy to say, isn't it?
Did you hear? I've only just found this out. Charlie Sloth, the other day, gave away $10,000 in Zante, just randomly, in a club. So he's like, here's some money.
Yeah, I saw a video about this, right? And what happened is they filled a load of balloons with 10,000 euros and then they dropped from the sky.
In a club?
In a club in Zante that we've both been to. And, yeah.
What, are people like catching the balloons?
Yeah, and there was a video of Charlie loading the money into the balloons. It's so strange. What's your theory?
My theory is that he is all talk. Yeah. My theory is that he is not in any way rich, okay, right? So he in the club, in Zante, he's like, bosh, 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 bosh. Mm. By day, he's living in Swindon.
Thrifty as.
Right, and he is going to Poundland, like myself, and he's shopping at Lidl. I'm telling you that.
Yeah.
He is. Just so he can make a show of it on the night.
So you're saying champagne lifestyle on Instagram?
100% yes.
Okay.
You know how much he lies.
So do you think...
I mean, I love him, but he's a liar.
All right. He is a liar. This is what's so confusing about him. Like, because I... Not that it matters. I do think he's quite rich, but I do think some of the things for show...
Yeah.
I do agree with you there. I think a lot of it is for show. But he lies so much that it's very hard to know what is the truth for him. He's like genuinely one of the nicest guys here.
100%.
But he is a liar.
But they'll be like... Like, do you remember when he used to be on our show in the afternoon? Like, who have you got on the show today? Barack Obama. Yeah. Not true.
Yeah, not true.
Liar.
It was never true. Who he said was on, they were never on.
I don't know. I just can't work him out and it's annoying me.
So the 10 grand in the balloons thing, do you think it was like, like 10 euro or something?
Yeah.
Can't tell because it's...
It's a Travis Scott scenario. Like, two people got 100 euros or whatever. That's it.
Listen, I'm sure he'll be very vocal about it when or if he hears about this.
Yes, indeed. Which he will. Other news, Rihanna can't wink. There's an entire thread on Twitter, clips of her from red carpets, music videos, chat shows on TV. She can't do it. How have we not noticed this before?
Who cares?
Like, she can't wink. No, don't care.
Next.
Okay, Celebrity Big Brother, care?
No, we did this yesterday.
All right, well, it starts tomorrow, but now we can see inside the house.
Oh, this is so lame. Right. They do this every time. First, you hear the rumours about the names, all of which end up going in because they've clearly been released by Big Brother, and then the day before you see around the house. Do you really care about seeing about it before it begins? Just enjoy it when it begins, if you want to enjoy it.
So you don't want to know what the house is like?
Well, what are you going to say?
Okay, well, there's a tropical theme. There's palm trees, flamingos, and gold pineapples. There's also a pool.
It's just...
Oh, I'm boring myself.
It's genuinely...
Big Brother's got a pool.
It's neither entertaining or news. Bin it off.
All right. Doctor Who? I'm not even going to bother.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
The 11th series is coming up. Blah, blah, blah.
Scott Mills. BBC. Radio 1.
Where it begins. We're talking about the people that are in adverts, therefore really famous, but we don't know who they are. Look at this. Hi, Scott. It's Sam here, one of the Sensodyne dental professionals from the adverts.
Do they get a lot of love? I don't remember.
Are they the ones in the proper, like, dental suits, like the scrubs? Love.
And the thing is, you see these people so much, so regularly, that you sort of start to get a little bit of a thing for them as well.
You do. Good morning, Daz.
How you doing, Scott?
I'm good. Who do you want to find out about?
The lady in the... Admiral Car Insurance advert.
Are you a fan?
Hot ass.
Hot ass. Yeah, okay. I can tell you who that is very soon, okay?
Good, good.
We've done some research and we found out who these people are. I can give you names in the next 10 minutes. Good morning to all the BTECers getting their results today. And A-level results tomorrow. Good luck, everybody.
Mm.
Can we, for the first time ever in Radio 1 history, not have a student opening their results live on air tomorrow?
Oh, I don't know what the plans are.
Like, because I mean, I don't know.
But I don't want to ruin someone else's plans if that's what's happening. If that's what's going on,
I don't know.
Is
what
someone else,
opening? Are they probably are.
Probably are.
I know, but like, can we move on from that? Because it's been on ever since I've been on Radio 1.
Yeah.
Well, what did you get, Tabitha?
I got an A, an A, and an A.
Like, can we keep it more real, please?
I've just had a great idea, by the way. You know, you were saying Celebrity Big Brother's starting up. Maybe instead of like kind of the splattering of rubbish celebrities, why don't we just fill the house with the people that we're going to be talking about today? So all of the advert people.
I would watch that.
That would be good.
If it was like SES, Trivago, like, I would watch
but
that.
But under their names, Admiral Lady and
yeah,
stuff.
But yeah, we don't even know their real names. It's like Lady from Admiral. Also, can I also urge the press tomorrow, talking about A-level results, can we not have girls with long hair jumping for joy as well? Mm. Thank you very much.
Yay, I did it! An A, an A, and an A!
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Loads of people have been on going, right, well, who are the Scottish Widows? We did speak to one yesterday. She can't come on air, but her name is Amber Martinez. She's a model and she's married. But all the fans of Scottish Widows, there we are. Amber Martinez.
There was a lot of messages about Scottish Widows.
There was. Also, you know the Secret Escapes lady?
Mm.
That is Camilla Arvidsson, actress, most recently on Holby City, playing Joshua, has a boyfriend.
See, these are the celebrities that I think we should all be focusing on.
You know the blue cheese man from Saint Agur with blue cheese in his
mouth? Yes, a lot of love for him yesterday.
Very much a yes for some people. He is an English actor called Pascal Langdale, Saint Agur fans, but he lives in Toronto.
Yes, the blue cheese man.
Admiral Car Insurance, so many messages about this. Her name is Lucy Barker, an actress, and once again, she's off the market, married. Plusnet guy. A lot of people wanted to know about him because he seemed like a decent bloke. Well, he's a proud Yorkshireman and stand-up comedian called Craig Murray. And he's playing at the Glee Comedy Club in Nottingham on Friday, if you're keen on the Plusnet guy. Dan Richardson, we mentioned him yesterday. He tweeted me yesterday after we mentioned him. He's the one from Gladstone Brooks. Big fan. A lot of people are big fans. He does a lot to help the animals. He's a keen conservationist in his spare time when he's not doing that advert. And finally, for now, Trivago. I mean, a lot of interest in this lady. Her name is Gabrielle Miller. Actress, has a large Wikipedia page. And get this, she's quite a dab hand at a few things. She's a puppeteer, a clown, and a mime artist. And is also in a rambunctious jazz trio called Zap.
That's the Trivago. I wasn't expecting that.
I wasn't. And we can now speak to someone from an actual advert. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
So tell us what you're in, please.
The Sensodyne advert.
You're in the Sensodyne adverts. Okay, so can you talk us through, like, what do you look like in the advert?
Dark hair, wearing dental clinical uniform.
Like scrubs, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, and do you say anything in the ad?
I do, yes.
Hang on, I think I found it. Okay, here we go. I think we found
it. Sensitivity, but something that you have to manage. The little holes in the dentine of the tooth have been exposed, and then that's why they get that pain. I recommend Sensodyne
Yeah, that's you!
Yes, wow! It's you, it's actually you.
That's mad! When did you film it?
That's in, I think it was 2015.
2015, but it still gets shown now?
It does, yeah.
And do you still get paid?
No, we don't.
They always film me with fear. They always film me with fear, those adverts, though. You know, the teeth ones.
It's like, you've got holes in
it's
your
like,
teeth.
You're doing it very badly. I mean, like me. True that.
Well, you got really told off recently.
Yeah, really, really told off.
Sam, is that your actual job, or are you just an actress?
No, I'm a dental hygienist. That's my job.
Okay, you are a hygienist. Thank
goodness. I am, yeah.
Because I always think on those adverts, it's like, are they real?
Yeah, I always think that.
Right, but it's good to know that you are.
No, we are, yeah. Everybody that does those adverts, they're all dental professionals.
Would you tell Chris off because he's not been to the dentist in about 6 years?
I would, yes.
Yeah, you definitely would. They get quite, like argy-bargy,
oh,
don't they?
They get almost aggressive.
Right. Are you one of those people?
I wouldn't say aggressive. I was
just disappointed.
Not even disappointed. I would just advise everyone to go to the dentist, that's all.
Excellent. I couldn't hear the last bit because Radio 1's phone system is from 1998.
But amazing to speak to you.
Yeah. Like, I really got to speak to you, Samantha. Scott Mills. Hello, who's this, please?
Hello, Scott. It's Victoria.
Hey, are you in an advert?
I am, yes.
Okay, which one are you?
I'm the SES girl.
Oh, no way. This is huge.
Oh, Victoria, it's nice to speak to you.
As in the sofas that are always, like, you're always saying they're on sale, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
6 years I've been saying they're on sale. And they still are, I think.
Say yes to £400 off this sofa.
Yep. £599, but not for long.
Oh, it's you!
It's
oh, my
me.
God. I'm more excited than speaking to Robin tomorrow, than speaking to you now.
Yeah. Like,
you track me down. I'm on holiday. I'm in Padstow.
Oh, wow. So you're always on. And, like, how did you get into this? Did you always know that you were going to be on for years and years and years?
Well, no, I'm an actress. Went to drama school and everything. And, I went for casting, got the first advert, and then it just went on and on and on.
Whoa. So you don't work there?
No. Do you know what? Shock, horror. I do not work for SES.
That's mad, because you're so enthusiastic about the sofas and sometimes carpets.
It's like
paid to be.
It's like when I found out about the actresses that on First Dates. They're actresses. They're like the waitresses. They don't really work there. It's not real.
Yeah.
I mean, that
no,
blew my
not.
Mind. Yeah, no, they're not real. No.
Really?
Yes.
Oh wow.
Well, it's not like you. You've just disappointed me by telling me you don't work there.
No. It's a shame.
Right. Well, can you answer me this? Sometimes you double up in the adverts. Now, have they brought in a twin as a special, or are they just sort of? Is it CGI or something?
Oh, you mean the double discount? Yeah,
the double
CGI. Double discount sale, that one.
Yeah, and you doubled
up. Yeah, she doesn't look like me, so they just double me up. Yeah, two of me.
That's incredible, isn't it? Don't you love that on TV shows where someone plays two roles, Scott?
It's
so you
incredible.
Only see, like, the back of the head of an extra.
Yeah.
Something looking at the other person. Do you know what I mean?
So when it's double discount, that's you?
They double her up.
That's you as well?
They're both me, so film it twice. So obviously shoot it twice, so double the work.
But double the discount.
Double the pay.
Yeah. And how long will it, like, is this like a never-ending contract? Are you going to be on there when you're like 50 or?
Well, I'm taking a break from sitting on sofas at the moment. So I thought you were going to say I'm the fifth contestant for Strictly today.
I think you should be.
Is that not the announcement?
No, but you should go in like Celebrity Big Brother or something.
100%.
Because if we could fill the house with like you, Admiral Lady, Secret
Trivago.
Escapes Lady, Trivago. I would watch that. Instead, it's going to be like, here's someone that walked Simon Cowell's dog once.
Yeah.
I would rather have you. I'd rather have you lot in there.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
And you can buzz about the sofas in there.
Right.
Oh my God, I could just lounge around all day going, this one's nice.
Also, I love that you're on a career break from sitting on sofas right now. What are you doing with your life?
Well, just this and that, waiting for some more work to come in, and just producing quite a few TV commercials myself, actually. So I've been casting and producing and done quite a bit of presenting as well. So.
Amazing!
Yeah.
Right, please get us on one of your adverts at some point. That would be funny.
Let's do it. Why don't we bring a sofa into your radio show,
yep.
And we'll all sit on it and we'll chat.
And we'll just chat about
how
much...
worse ideas.
Right, we've literally had so many worse ideas than that. And we could say about how much there is off on that sofa that day.
Let's do it.
This is hilarious.
Sounds
right.
Good.
It's great to speak to you, Victoria.
And you. Take care.
Love you. Bye.
Love you.
I can't believe that just happened.
I'm genuinely a bit
starstruck. Mad. So am I.
Scott Mills.
And now a midweek celebration as we play some old bits of our show... and Bumbleo by the Gypsy Kings. It's the way we celebrate midweek on our normal show.
It gives me more stability.
It gives me more stability.
From the Hurricane advert there.
Gives me more stability.
It gives me more stability.
It's a walking stick.
The time on our show when that lady from the cafe went...
It's just a potato, darling.
I think I was hassling her about some food or something.
Yeah. Someone talking in their sleep. Classic.
Go over the window, Gary. Go on over the window.
No, it's better than talking in sleep. Do you remember he basically farted in sleep, yeah. And had the sleep recorder
go
thing
the window,
on.
Gary.
Go on over the window, Gary.
Fart reply.
Go on over the window.
It's the fart reply.
Fart reply is great. Go on, Delia.
Let's be having you!
Hello.
from last week's afternoon show, Will and Katie, who are really in love.
Hello, mon petit chouchou de l'amour.
Towie.
Yeah, you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Hi.
Hello, you alright?
Yeah, good, how are you?
Good.
Alright.
How are you doing, you alright?
Alright, yeah. You?
Alright, yeah, good.
I'm good.
Not really, no.
Chris asking actual Prince William about ordering a takeaway.
But if you do a takeaway, they must never believe you when you're ordering it to the palace, right?
It doesn't usually get ordered to the palace, Chris.
Right, I see.
Can't believe that happened.
I forget about
that. That's mad.
That's so weird.
You asked Prince William about a takeaway.
Love.
One of the best jingles ever made.
I love horses, best of all the animals.
I love horses, they're my friends. Oh, it's the full version. And one more time.
I love horses, they're my friends.
£1.
Come on, ladies, come on, ladies.
It's a long gap today.
Yeah.
£6.5, £1 fish. £6.5, £1 fish. Very, very good and very, very cheap. £1, £1.
Yes. Come on.
Come on.
Where are you?
It gives me more stability.
It gives me more stability.
Hello, Ellie in Bolton, who's stressing about results day. Don't stress. I know it's tomorrow. Just grow your hair long and jump in the air for joy, like in all the papers tomorrow.
Papers? Ho.
Best gap for a while, lad, says Sam, bumbling on his plough in Somerton. Mike bumbling his yeah you off in Nottingham. Richard bumbling with an angry wasp. Yes to the £1 fish man, says Tristan, spreading his muck in Wiltshire. Rosie in London bumbling with some custard creams. Loving the shortest breakfast show ever, says Bubs and Charlie, bumbling their barrels off in the brewery in Winchester. Luke and Mike bumbling their wallpaper scrapers off in Tring.
Yeah, happy Bumbleo Day, everyone. Halfway through the week. Love.
Luke bumbling on his last day of work before a week off in Newport, South Wales. Robbie from the Wirral, currently on the M5, says, you guys give me more stability.
Bumbleo!
Matty from North Wales is bumbling just outside BBC Shropshire at the moment. Gaz, obviously, in Kent. Everyone's on today.
Oh. 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 Oh.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
Needs explaining.
It's Arlene Phillips and Lengerman eating some eclairs.
Big shout out to Ozzy the bailiff shaking his wheel clamp off in Torquay whilst having a bumbleo.
Gethin in North Wales. Wig.
Wig.
His wig. Jimmy, he's bald. His wig flew off.
Yeah, wig. Jimmy the parcel man in Anglesey.
And Will in Wiltshire. He's got a lot of girl trouble going on at the moment, but this made him forget about it for a few seconds. We're back tomorrow morning from 6:30 for our last one on the Radio and Breakfast Show.